24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio. Always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, author of the 12 Universal Laws of Success. I am your transformational speaker and trainer. We've written 8 books and had our books translated into many languages, but now we are engaged in transforming the lives of 1 million people, helping them be what they want to be, do what they want to do, and have whatever they want to have by attracting and creating wealth, living their dreams, and realizing their purpose and destiny. The concept of the Millionaire Mentorship Show is that wealth, success, and all things come to us based on consciousness. The spiritual principle, seek first the kingdom, and all these things will be added unto you. Kingdom is consciousness, awareness. So the purpose of the Millionaire Mentorship Show is to help develop the consciousness of wealth, health, success, prosperity, and money to attract these things into your life. So, if you would like to attract health, wealth, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money into your life, you are in the right place. I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning into our program and sharing it with others. With your support, you have made us the number one new program on the Bashani Radio Network. With listeners like you, nothing is impossible. So, hey, folks, keep up the good work. Continue to share, listen with your friends, and subscribe to our network. Send your questions or comments in to Herbert@HerbertHarris.com. That's Herbert, H-E-R-B-E-R-T, at HerbertHarris.com. I'd love to share some of them on the air. Everyone who sends a comment or a question will receive a free audio download, The 4 Principles of Wealth Building. Be sure to visit our website, HerbertHarris.com. That's www.HerbertHarris.com for tips and tools to help you live your dreams. You know, when we start our program, I love to share a story of inspiration. And today, I'll share a little story with you. Once upon a time, there was an older man who was broke, living in a tiny house, owned a beat-up car, and he was living off of $99 a month Social Security checks. At age 65, he decided that things had to change. So he said, I am going to change my life and change everything. So he thought about it, and he said, well, what do I have to offer? His friends raved about his chicken recipe, and he decided that was his best shot at making a change. He left Kentucky and traveled to different states to try to sell his recipe. He told restaurant owners that he had a mouth-watering chicken recipe. He offered the recipe to them for free, just asking for a small percentage on the item sold. Sounds great, right? But let me tell you, they didn't see it. He heard no over 1,000 times. In fact, after all those rejections, he still didn't give up. He believed his chicken recipe was that good, was something special. He was rejected 1,009 times before he heard his first yes. With that one success, Colonel Harlan Sanders changed the way America eats chicken. Kentucky Fried Chicken, popularly known as KFC, was born. So the moral of the story, the message for today, is never give up. Always believe in yourself in spite of rejection.
Hey, Achievers. Dr. Herbert Harris here. Did you know that audiobooks are one of the most effective ways to learn about new ideas, new experiences, and new places to go? Audible, an Amazon company, is offering our listeners a free 30-day trial to get two free audiobooks to listen to whenever you want, in your car, in your home. Go to our website, www.herbertharris.com. Click on the Audible icon and get your free trial. That's www.herbertharris.com. Click on the Audible icon and get your free trial.
The theme for today is believe in yourself. And I picked that theme because our guest today is a man who has believed in himself, who believed that he deserved to be rich, who believed that he deserved to be a millionaire. You're going to hear more from him in just a moment. We want to share our quote for today, though. And I think this quote will help guide you after you hear the inspiring words of our guest. The quote says, "Believe in yourself and you will be unstoppable." Believe in yourself and you will be unstoppable. That's a perfect lead into our guest. Dr. Go Rich Mind, Ali Yassin, is an asset control wealth specialist. He has a doctorate in philosophy, and he is founder of the Billionaire Mastermind Forum, a daily online inspirational talk show. Dr. Ali is a published author. His book, The Science of Thinking Big, is popular. He's also an inspirational speaker and a radio talk show host. Dr. Ali reached the status of self-made millionaire in the network marketing industry. Not bad for a fellow who dropped out of school at 17, came to New York City, and bought his burning desire to get rich. He bought a one-way ticket from his family's small farm in North Carolina in search of the millionaire lifestyle in New York City. Despite these early circumstances, Ali lived and dreamed of getting rich. At the age of 12, he was introduced to a television show, The Millionaire, and it inspired him to think big. He was determined to be the first millionaire in his family. Dr. Yassin has served as business consultant to several multi-million dollar network marketing companies. He's been self-employed for over 30 years and attributes his success to good old common sense and the bumblebee philosophy. You know, the bumblebee doesn't know that according to the law of aerodynamics, the shape of his body and his small wings prevent him from flying. The bumblebee just flies. Currently, Ali serves as the executive director and founder of By the Fish Pond, LLC, a success education training institute that focuses on home-based online business ventures. This organization specializes in helping people become millionaires. So my friends, Dr. Yassin lives in New York City. He has five kids. He has a lovely wife, Diane Reed Yassin. And thankfully, she's let him join us today. This is a perfect lead-in to my friend, Dr. Go Rich Mind, Ali Yassin.
Well, it's an honor, Herbie, as I go back many years of our initial meeting and friendship to be on with you and our dear friend, Reverend Ike, which is major, major inspiration in my life. As I see you, I always think about him, but it's indeed a pleasure to be your guest today.
Well, you know, Ali, I was making a list of people I wanted to have on the show. And believe me, you were number one on the list. You,
wow.
Yeah, because I was thinking, you know, I wanted to bring people on the show that can inspire people.
Yes.
You know, there are a lot of people who talk about getting rich.
But yes.
They've never really done it themselves.
Yes.
Hey, you know, folks talk about, man, I started out with nothing and I have something. There are not a lot of those people.
Yes.
And so you were one of those people that I said, I wanted our listeners to listen to the people that we share, that we invite to our program, and to say, you know what? I can do that. This person is just like me. Maybe I've had handicaps. Maybe I've had setbacks. But he can do it. I can do it. So, Ali, you've been an inspiration to so many. So, man, I say thank you for joining us.
Yes, it's indeed a pleasure to be here with you, though. As has been stated, every day above ground is a great day. And I'm happy to be here with you.
Beautiful, Ali. You know, we know now where you are. You have achieved such great success. And I always like to look at, you know, where you started. I was a little about your bio, reading a little about your bio. And maybe you could give a little background on your early years and maybe what were some of the influences that guided you and whether there were any particular challenges that you had to overcome.
I like the word you use, challenges, instead of problems. But yes, without question, one of those major challenges, my great-grandfather was a slave, and he couldn't read, he couldn't write. And why I talk about asset control wealth, but the 40 acres and a mule, we were able to experience that through my great-grandfather. So he brought this land down in North Carolina, where you are, and he signed it, and I know he couldn't read it right because he signed the deed with an X. But more important, and we're talking about hundreds of years ago, more important is that we still own that land today because he had it as heir property.
Mm.
And that means that long as someone was living, unless everybody agreed, the property could not be sold. So that's why, as the time went on, I began to formulate this asset control wealth. But back to the challenges that you talk about. During that time, back in the early 50s, I was brought up during the time of Jim Crow. And Jim Crow, which is probably still alive today in different people's consciousness, was stating that you could not go to, unless you were white, go into a certain bathroom, eating a certain restaurant or hotel. So you were discriminated against by the color of your skin. So the major challenge that I had to overcome in my early years was self-esteem.
Mm.
I was formulated to say, they would say that basically because of the color of my skin, I was denied certain things. So you got to understand how impactful that was during that time. My breakthrough came in later years when I discovered from the philosophy in studying self-help and Napoleon Hill that I began to study the science of mind and states of consciousness, that we are first a body with a mind and not a mind with a body.
Mm.
So through that revelation, I was able to formulate this high levels of self-confidence.
Wow. Well, you know, I think that that's a breakthrough to really, when you can see beyond your circumstances to your possibilities.
Yes.
And so, as we do our interviews, we call them little life lessons, those little nuggets. And so for our listeners, wherever you come from, whatever your beginnings, whatever your circumstances, that you can, if you can see it, you can be it. If you can see beyond it, you can be it. Now, what made you come to New York?
My uncles, they saw that there was a better way. So they went to New York. Mm-hmm. And they used to come back and tell me stories about how you can make $50 a week. And I thought at that time I was working in the field, picking cotton, chopping cabbage at the age of 12 and 13. So I said, wow, if I can make $50 a week, I'll be rich. So they told me the story. And at the age of 17, I said, Mom, I got to get up out of here. And I brought a one-way ticket, as I said at the top of my resume, to keep the dream alive. Mm-hmm. I brought a one-way ticket to New York. And my mother said to me, but what if it doesn't work out? And this is something that you really have to do to cross the line in life as to where you really want to accomplish. I said, Mom, if I do not make it in New York, they're going to have to dig a hole 6 feet deep because I'm not coming back here. Mm-hmm. So that's that decision. The lines you got to draw in the line when you make a decision. By any means necessary, as Malcolm said. So that's what made me come to New York. I arrived at the Port Authority with 25 cents or 10 cents in my pocket, called my uncle, and have to get him to pick me up. And I lost that in the phone, by the way, Herbie. I had to borrow a dime to use the phone and someone to teach me how to use the phone in order to get my uncle to pick me up. But to answer your question, I was in search of a better way of lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And there, you know, you hit some nice learning points there, you know, Ali, that a decision, you know, we are where we are because of the decisions we make and the actions we take.
Yes.
And so even when you don't make a decision, you know, if you didn't decide to come to New York and stayed home, that would have created a whole different life path for you.
Yes.
And so you made that decision, and that decision was, it's almost, I think the way you were saying it, you know, one of the great marketers once said, he said, I'm going for the mountaintop. You're either going to see me live on the mountaintop or dead in the valley because I fell down. And I think for our listeners, it's got to be that tight. You know, success doesn't come, you can't put your toe in the water of success. The river of success does not accept results from toe people who just stick their toe in it. The river of success gives its yield to people who jump in and start swimming. So thanks, Ali. I know that we are all better people because you made that decision. So I'm happy with that.
Great.
But when you came to New York, you know, what was your first job? You know, what did you do when you got here to start following that dream of yours?
I did manual labor. You know, I just came from manual labor for several years. And during that time, after doing that for several years, one day I walked off of a job that was moving from New York to New Jersey. And I said to myself, no matter what, I'm clear on one thing, I'm not going to work for anyone else. So when I made that decision, which was about 10 years into my manual labor, I began to study and go back and take different classes and study philosophy and study mind science. And during that time, I made that decision. I was clear on one thing, that I didn't want to work for anyone else, Irving. That's number one. Number two, I was clear on whatever I did, I want to have on a suit and tie. So with not any degrees at that time, I didn't have the ability, you know, to work in an office so much. So I told my wife at that time that I'm going to drive a taxi and then I'm going to figure out what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And as a result, I did that for about a year. And one day I saw a sign, sales help one in a real estate office. His name was Johnson. It's on Fulton Street. I stopped and a gentleman by the name of Nick Jones walked in, no experience necessary. And he said, yes, we're hiring, no experience. And that's what my beginning and my pursuit of business entrepreneurship started out in Brooklyn, New York. Wow. Then, of course, I had my suit and tie. I was in sales. And that was back in the early 70s, 70, 75, 78.
Beautiful. Now, that's a big transition, you know, that you make a decision of how you want to look,
yes.
How you want to be.
Yes.
And that's
how I spend my day and my environment.
Yes.
Whatever I do, I want to wear a suit and tie. But that was limited to wear a suit and tie without degrees at that time.
Beautiful.
But when I found sales, suit and tie is required. No degrees necessary.
All right, Ali, we have to, you know, well, you're a New Yorker. We have to take a pause for the cause.
Yes.
So when we come back, I want to make sure that you give your contact information, and we're going to proceed on and talk about how you moved from that sales arena into network marketing and into what I'll call the millionaireship.
Yes, sir.
So we'll be right back, folks. You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bishani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. We're now talking with Ali Yassin. And when I say Ali Yassin, Dr. Ali Yassin, Dr. Go Rich Mind Ali Yassin, about his transition from being a poor young boy in North Carolina to being a millionaire in New York City. So Ali, give us some contact information so people can reach out to you.
Wow, they can reach me on my Facebook, the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. That's four words, billionaire then mastermind forum. They can reach me on Facebook. And that's my broadcast in the morning. They also can reach me by dialing 646-773-5879. And also, they can reach me by email, draliyassin@gmail.com. And then, of course, Facebook, my regular page is Go Ali Yassin, and you can hit me up on Facebook as well.
Beautiful. And that email address, the doctor spelled out.
Yeah, doctor spelled out, DocTorAliYassin@gmail.com.
Thank you, Ali. Now, you know, sales is an area, Ali, that many people run away from, and it seemed like you ran to it. What was it about sales that attracted you?
Well, the story goes back to Napoleon Hill, and I read his story, and I was very inspired by him, and I noticed that he went around the country after writing his book, Think and Go Rich, but he was in sales, and he made six figures a year back in the early 1900s. So in my research, I found again that you can make six figures a year or you could become a millionaire in this industry without degrees. I say at that time, I didn't have any degrees and what have you. But I said, okay, if I want a certain lifestyle, I need a minimum of six figures in income. So then I have to learn the art of selling in order to get this six figure income. So I didn't so much have a choice, Herbert. If I wanted that lifestyle, if I wanted to make six figures, if I wanted to become a billionaire, I had to go into sales. And that's why I joined the real estate industry.
You just dropped some real nuggets on us, Ali, that one, it's about a decision, and a decision based on a vision.
Yeah.
That when you saw the vision of Dr. Ali Yassin as you wanted to be, you couldn't do it on $250 a week.
No. No, not my life, not my expectation and lifestyle. What I like the finer things of life, that the better quality, the lifestyle of the rich.
Absolutely. Well, you know, but that's a powerful thought, man, because if you don't have a vision of how you want your life to be, then you really can't get the desire and the motivation to go for it. So for our listeners, the third law of success is the law of vision. And it says, write the vision and make it plain. And so you have to have a vision of yourself that you not only can write it, you can feel it, you can smell it, you can taste it. Ali was saying, Ali loves the finer life. He wants the caviar. He wants the big car. And so when you can see it, feel it, touch it, then you can develop the motivation to go for it. Wow. Yeah. So were you successful in real estate?
Yeah. I ended up owning about 30-some houses in real estate. And I was at the age of 30-something, no experience. And here's an interesting story, I've ever shared this with you, how I ended up owning those houses. When I first walked into the office of Mr. Johnson, there was a bunch of chairs, and in the back there was this big office. I said, well, who is that? He said, that's the broker. I said, what did he do? He said, he gets 50% of whatever you earn. So I said, oh, I want to become a broker. I said, oh, no, you got to spend time and years and get your license. I said, okay, I'll work on that. I went around and I met two other guys, and they called me up and said, look, we got a house we want you to sell. And I said, well, are you real estate broker? They said, no, we're speculators. I said, what is that? He said, well, as long as you buy and sell your own home, right, you don't need a license. I said, is that right? How does that work? I went down to them, and they said, this is how it works. We go out and send out letters and buy homes, as you know, because you've been in real estate. I said, okay, so I left that opportunity, went with the speculators, and I brought my first house back in 1975 with no money down, and I gave them a $500 check. It was $8,000 for a brownstone, which is about $1 million today. And I said, if I don't sell your house in 90 days, you keep the check. I got the house appraised. It was $22,000. Closed the house, gave them the check at closing, and walked away with $10,000. So that was the beginning. And from that, right, I went out and developed 30-some houses. But keep in mind, I only got to that point by asking questions, making it bigger, looking for a better way.
Now that's another one of those life points, Ali. One of the spiritual principles is seek and you shall find.
Yes.
Ask and it shall be answered.
Yes.
Knock and it shall be opened.
Yes.
And so this is saying to our listeners, if you have a dream, you gotta do something.
Yes.
You gotta step off, you gotta take action. And so you took action, and wow, as they say, the rest is history. Now, Ali from real estate, and that's funny, all the time,
yes.
You know, we've known one another for, oh gosh, 20 years, 30 years, and I didn't know that you had really been in real estate, but as I look back, I'm saying, well, that's natural. You know, that's a natural
yes.
Place. Ali could sell ice to the Eskimos, you know?
Yeah, I was in real estate in Brooklyn, in Bed-Stuy right now, where the home across from where I live right now in Bed-Stuy just sold for $6 million. And the lady brought it 25 years ago for $130,000.
Well, you know, I know, man. We had a good season.
Yes.
Now, how did you move from real estate to network marketing?
Oh, well, I went bankrupt in real estate. You know, I got all these homes and didn't know how to get financing and keep them up. And a lot of people's on welfare. The houses need a whole bunch of work. Then I went into a basic business. And one day, someone told me about a lady that was earning $20,000 a month in a company called Amway. But before they told me about her, a guy told me about a concept that if you take a penny and you double it for 30 days, that would give you an excess of $1 million. And I said, now how can I apply that principle to business?
Ali, hey man, I sure thank you because I think what you have shared with us is powerful. And I commit this, that we're going to have at least another interview or two. Thank you for being on our program today. Yeah. Commit to our listeners that you're going to be back and just keep going and growing. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, I just want to add one thing, Herbie. Go pick up my book, The Science of Thinking Rich, Amazon.com. You'll love it. Thank you.
Dr. Ali Yassin, The Science of Thinking Rich. All right.
God bless.
Thank you. Folks, I'll tell you, this has been a powerful program, and Dr. Ali Yassin is going to be back. I want to hear from you. When you listen to programs, our program, I want to hear from you to learn about some of the challenges and victories that you're faced with, and answer any questions you may have about the program, about some of the stuff you hear and learn here. So be sure to email me at herbert@herbertharris.com. That's herbert@herbertharris.com. Remember, when you email me, I will get you a free audio download, The Four Principles of Wealth Building.
Hey, Achievers. Dr. Herbert Harris here. Did you know that audiobooks are one of the most effective ways to learn about new ideas, new experiences, and new places to go? Audible, an Amazon company, is offering our listeners a free 30-day trial to get two free audiobooks to listen to whenever you want, in your car, in your home. Go to our website, www.herbertharris.com. Click on the Audible icon and get your free trial. That's www.herbertharris.com. Click on the Audible icon and get your free trial.
Our closing affirmation is from Michael Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York. And I think it sums up exactly what we've been sharing. He says this: no matter who you are, if you believe in yourself and your dream, New York will always be the place for you. No matter who you are, if you believe in yourself and in your dream, New York will always be the place for you. Michael Bloomberg. Folks, let's talk about belief in yourself. For all of those who have our book, The 12 Universal Laws of Success, Chapter 3, The Law of Vision, is mandatory. If you can't see it, you can't be it. And so you have to believe in something. You have to have a vision of something. And the law of vision will help you clarify and specify anything you want to be, do, or have. My assignment for you is this. If money was no object and you knew you could not fail, what would you like to be, do, or have? What would your life be like? If money was no object and you knew you could not fail, what would your life be like? I'd love for you to work on that and send it to me. Share it. I'd love to share it with some of our listeners. Herbert@herbertharris.com. Folks, remember, we are where we are because of the decisions we make and the actions we take. So choose success, choose wealth, choose happiness. We have the ability to create the lives we desire by changing our thoughts, our feelings, our habits, and our associations. So choose the life that you desire in your thoughts, that you see in your visions. Feel the life you desire in your feeling nature, how it feels, how it smells, how it moves. Cultivate habits that support the life you desire and surround yourself with people who believe in you, who love you, who inspire you, who lift you up and help you create and live your dreams, knowing that the best is yet to come. This is Dr. Herbert Harris saying, join us again next week, same time, same station, for the next edition of the Millionaire Mentorship Show. Always knowing that the best is yet to come.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Vashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. VashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.